invite you to rise and join us as we celebrate the newness that we have in Jesus.
Before we are dismissed this morning, we just want to take a moment. The scriptures say to give honor where honor is due. And so you need to put your guitar down for a second. Okay. Please. So just a tad bit over 5 years ago, Leah came on staff here at Dorseyville, and we just want to celebrate that and to celebrate her for these 5 years that the Lord has used her here. So she has been involved in leading the worship ministry, and we are so grateful. We have seen the fruit of the worship team develop. We've seen the spirit of worship increase, and we are grateful for your ministry in that way. Leah has been involved in leading the youth ministry. There wasn't one until she said, can I be a part of kind of kicking this thing off? And so she, with a number of other volunteers and leaders, have done that, and we've seen the fruit of lives changed. You've had a whole group now graduate already, and so we celebrate that and the way that you have prepared them to make their faith their own as they head off, and the way that you are doing that. And she administrates and oversees the children's ministry, and we celebrate because we got some children here and this on this family Sunday. So in all the areas that she has ministered, we participate today as family Sunday. So Leah, we love you, and we are grateful for you and the fruit that God has done and produced in your life and in the ministry here. And I just want to, let's give her, let's give God glory for her. And Jake, if you could come up as well, because what I would like just for us to do as we would close is if we could just pray, because Jake has done so much here, and the Lord has great plans for what the plans and purposes that he has for Jake and Leah together, both in ministry here in Dorseyville. They both have been a blessing here. And just as they seek God for what he is doing in their own local community in Tarentum as well, we celebrate those things. So we just want to pray, give glory to the Lord and thanks, but also just bless the two of you for what he is doing now and what he will do in the future. So if you are able, can you just extend a hand out, and we will just join in prayer and blessing of these two together. So, Father, we do give you thanks and praise. We thank you for the ways that you call your people to serve you. Lord, we thank you for Leah, and we thank you, Lord, for her answering your call. And we do affirm together that she is a called one of God. And she and Jake together, called ones of God. And so we give you glory for what has already been done and the fruit produced. And we commit them afresh to the calling and the ministry that you have for them. As they love you and serve you, as they love this church family and serve this church family, as they love their community and serve their community. And so, Father, may your kingdom come and your will be done in their lives in greater ways and through their lives. For the glory of Jesus. May the anointing of the Spirit be fresh upon them to accomplish all that you have in store. We thank you, Father, that you are always doing a new thing. And in this season of a new thing, we pray that you would do and that you would make known clear and clear the new things that you are doing in their lives for the glory of Jesus. We bless them, we thank you for them, and we give you glory in Jesus' name. And all God's people said together,
amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Beau. I don't know, you probably weren't able to see that, but I loved it because Carson and Julian came up from behind and put hands there as well. And that's just the body of Christ, the family of God, being able to come around and to be able to minister to one another. Doesn't matter our age. No one gets a junior Holy Spirit. We all get the same one. So on this Family Sunday, as you go knowing that Jesus doesn't want to just make the people around you better or your life better. He wants to bring newness. In the river of his presence, life, healing, and restoration comes. And whenever he restores anything, whenever he brings life, whenever he brings healing, he always makes it better. So may the Lord give you hope and vision for the new works that he is doing. And may the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord lift up his countenance, make his face to shine upon you, and may the Lord grant you his perfect peace. Go in his peace. Amen.